Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are investigating two separate shootings over the weekend that killed a toddler and critically injured a baby. Acting Police Commissioner Christine Coulter says it's hard to wrap her head around kids being hurt in two shootings that happened less than 24 hours apart.
Never seen anything like this, and, you know, it's something you can't unsee.
She says some of the cops who responded were crying on scene, knowing they were holding a child who wasn't going to make it. The two-year-old girl who was killed was one of three people shot in a home yesterday on Water Street near Westmoreland in Kensington. The girl's mother and a guy doing renovations there were hit. They are in the hospital and expected to survive. The night before, police say an 11-month-old boy was shot four times while in a car in Hunting Park. He's in really bad shape in the hospital. So far, no arrests, and the acting commissioner says they need to solve these crimes and tackle gun violence head on. Philadelphia City Council surprised a Parks and Rec employee with a special citation for her heroic actions at a park in Overbrook last July. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tells us what happened at the playground where she works.
Janine Helms was locking up the pool at Baker Playground in Overbrook on July 13th. She'd stayed late because there was a tournament on the nearby basketball courts, and she wanted to make sure nobody tried to sneak into the unguarded pool. And then she heard gunfire.
I had to check to see if everybody was all right, and then I had to call the cops and waited for them to come and kind of shut everything down before anything else could happen that night.
Councilman Curtis Jones was so impressed, he introduced a resolution honoring her actions and surprised her with it before council last week.
It was a shock for me, so, but I am thankful to be honored for the work that I do for my city. And I hope that if any other situations do occur, even though I don't want them to, that there's always somebody there who can step up and look out for their community.
Helms was a seasonal employee at the time. She is now a full-time Parks Department staffer. Remember that violent 2018 arrest of a Philadelphia woman on Wildwood Beach, the video that went viral?
Get off my hair! Get off me! What are you doing?
She pleaded guilty to a minor charge and was ordered to stay out of the shore town for a year. Well, now she is suing the cops in the city in federal court. Here's KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Emily Wyman, now 22, is contending in her civil suit that police trumped up the charges after beating her when she refused to give them her last name. Cops thought she was drinking twisted tea on the beach. She wasn't.
Brooklyn-based attorney Jennifer Bonjean filed the action in Camden Federal Court. She says the video will play a large role when the case goes to trial.
You can watch the same video and draw different conclusions from it, right? So at the end of the day, a jury is going to have to decide whether the officer's conduct was reasonable. And that is really the touchstone in deciding excessive force cases.
We couldn't reach the officers named in the suit for comment. And Wildwood Mayor Ernie Troiano says the city's lawyers are reviewing the paperwork. There are plenty of sunny days to sweep the clouds away where Sesame Street is heading next. Officials with SeaWorld Entertainment and Sesame Workshop have announced they're opening the country's second Sesame Place in San Diego in spring of 2021. The first Sesame Place theme park opened about 40 years ago in Langhorne. The announcement continues a pivot by Orlando-based SeaWorld away from live animal shows. Officials wouldn't disclose the cost of the park. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.